people. It's my nutty self again. This time when I give you a little tutor, I'm gonna try to act just as normal as can be. I'm not really a normal person. You see, I've been working in fiberglass most of my life, so it just keeps me nuts.
Quote, percent in Greenland. 0000112233444555667779889999
Well, needless to say, some kind of direct action on human mind bodies has been going on since the beginning of time.
Thank you very, very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in a little different mood, I would like to say hello to our friends north of us in Canada.
Hello, go along, you seen across the aisle, all clear. One hit, one, get a bit of two, to get a bit of two, to get a two, now three. $3, to get a bit of four, to get a bit of four, to get a four, now five. $5, to get a bit of five, to get a bit of six, seven, get a bit of eight,
$11, $12, $13, $14, $15, $16, $17, $18, $19, $20, $21, $22, $23, $24, $25, $26, $27, $28, $29, $30, $31, $32, $33, $34, $35, $36, $37, $38, $39, $40, $41, $42, $43, $44, $55, $56, $57, $58, $59, $60, $61, $62, $63, $64, $65, $66, $67, $68, $69, $70, $71, $72, $73, $74, $75, $76, $77, $78, $79, $80, $81, $82, $83, $84, $85, $86, $87, $88, $89, $90, $91, $92, $93, $94, $95, $96, $97, $98, $99, $100, $101, $102, $103, $104, $105, $106, $107, $108, $109, $110, $111, $112, $113, $114, $115, $116, $117, $118, $119, $120, $121, $122, $123, $124, $125, $126, $127, $128, $129, $130, $131, $132, $133, $134, $135, $136, $137, $138, $139, $140, $141, $142, $143, $144, $145, $146,
in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. The enjoyment of servitude.
American scientific companies are crossbreeding humans and animals and coming up with mice with fully functioning human brains.
Quantum mechanics was discovering that the physical or chemical bond was resonance. In visual space, we think of things as continuous and connected. Eh? There is no connection in auditory space. There are only resonances.
Do you believe in a designer, or is it evolution? I always think, you look at a great bag, right, and you say, oh my goodness, who's the designer?
Maybe this is all a return to Eden. We'll all eventually be naked once again.
Here we are, Guantanamo Bay, my favorite place to work. Love to work here, going into the interrogation room. Hey, Ted.
Hello.
Excuse me?
Hi. Are you saying something? Where have you been? I've been here for 3 days.
Ted.
Yeah.
Focus.
I'm trying to.
I need you to talk. Now listen very carefully. Focus on me.
Okay.
Try to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We need you to talk.
I'm willing.
Are you ready to talk?
I'm willing.
Are you going to talk?
I'd like.
Because we would really. You've been here for a few days now.
I want.
You haven't had any water. You haven't had any food.
I know.
You've had no visitors.
I'm lonely.
And you're apparently, when you're not here and you're doing your things, your special things around the world, you talk.
And I want to.
That's
talk.
What you're known for. You're known for talking, right?
I want to talk
right, Ted?
Now too.
Will you talk to us now?
I want
to
tell.
Will you talk?
Everything.
Ted.
Everything.
Don't be a lukewarm Christian.
What?
It clearly says in the Bible, Jesus will spit out a lukewarm Christian.
Oh, you've been to J.J. Bean.
Excuse me, what was that?
Well, J.J. Bean, the guy, he's a lukewarm Christian. And
I can barely hear you right now. Last time.
No,
last
no,
warning.
No, don't. I want to tell you everything, but...
Oh! Ow! Ah.
Please!
Oh! Come on! Hey.
Ayawato! Haigo!
Ow!
Roshida!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Are you ready now, Ted?
I was ready before. I wanna tell you, I wanna talk. Let me talk.
I can't hear what you're saying, Ted.
Oh!
What does it take? What does it... Just give me the formula for your talking.
Maybe just...
What makes you talk?
Some cashews?
Just say anything. Say one word.
I would like...
One word. One utterance. A little syllable. Something. A word.
Ted.
A letter.
My name's...
A whisper.
My name's...
Excuse me?
My name's...
How about a... And you got a... Hello?
My name's...
Ted.
My name's Cherry.
Excuse me?
My name's Cherry.
What?
I make the ice cream. I make the ice cream. Ben and Jerry. I'm Ben and Jerry from Ben and Jerry. Not Ted.
What's that?
Not Ted.
What's that?
I'm Jerry from Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Hang on a second.
You've got the wrong guy.
Hang on a second.
You should talk to someone.
Just hang on a second. Paper shuffling. Paper. Let me just look through here. Oh, shit. Sorry about that. Hope you enjoyed your stay. Jerry, was it? Was it Jerry?
It was Jerry.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Love your ice cream, dude. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, man, I really need to get in there, man. I need some chorizo. I need that chorizo, man. I need to get in there. Dear so-and-so and such-and-such, I think you Pac-Man very much. Your quarter scene is desperate, pockets full of dimes. I think I counted this cup, that'd be $10, but 100 fucking times. I try and avoid the bacon aisle in the Freshco parking lot. The sun is like a bastard, or maybe a kiss from God. God paradigm is shifting as we race towards post-real or hyper-real. These graphics rock. My doctor, my doctor says my cholesterol is dangerously high. I quit drinking for all intents and purposes as well. I try and avoid the pork belly sandwich, but sometimes the pork industry is like a pusher peddling pills in the park. Put some pork on your fork and fuck off until dark. This bacon renaissance is suspect. I keep my bloodlust in check. It's a fine line between pig murderer and pig fucker. So you filthy pig fuckers, remember, our stomachs will suffer. The murderous meat industry is an evil motherfucker. Descendants of cannibals, weak in the soul, chained to a stripper pole, exploiting itself on a refrigerated shelf. Look, I'm not the first resident here on Hypocrisy Street, but I try and avoid drinking, drugs, gambling, and meat. Once in a while, I might fall off the wagon. Meat wagon, savory. Meat wagon, marinated on time. Meat wagon, leave me alone. There's too much fat on the bone. Hand me the phone. Meat wagon, in unterrible. A division of the Harper government.
I'm through being a slave. I'm gonna go as far from home as I can get in outer space.
Where are we now?
We're about 300,000 miles from Earth.
Hey, folks. Reverend Hale here, telling you how to get rid of witches. Now, witches are invisible, so they're hard to identify if you are not a witchcraft expert like I am. So, I am here to tell you guys how to spot a witch.
Are you affected by spirits in dark of night? Do women force themselves on you? Do you have a reason to blame someone else for your failures?
Well then, my friend, you have a witch.
Witches love to be chased, so you shouldn't waste your energy chasing them. It is only a useless exercise. They want you to. So stop chasing them and let them escape into the wild.
So now you know how to spot a witch.
On Earth, everywhere you go, there's always somebody to tell you to do this and to do that. Out here on an asteroid, there's nobody to boss you around. You're free!
You want it into me.
ocean, the AM Trinity, fell upon asphyxia derailed. In the rattles of, made its way through the tracks of a snail slouching whisper, half mask crew through umbilical blisters.
Skeletal nobody. But I wish somebody would stay and play with me sometime.
Ooh! Ooh, sneezed in my arpeggio! You vandals! You clumsy goose!
Every time you try to balance a beach ball on your tongue, every time the intestinal fortitude of a spy camera is questioned, every time a jackhammer tries to make love to a wood-burning stove, every time a spider web catches the tears of a weeping willow, every time phantom power massages Neumann in the happy bits, every time an eyelash slips inside a vagina, tickles a clitoris, and makes a wheelchair come, the bastard porcupines close in amongst each other, their quills threatening the sun, and somehow the buttocks of harumph seem to become the order of the day, handing out unrestrained gossip sockets to keep the janitors happy down at the paper cut factory. Buttocks, buttocks, and harumph. For whatever reason, the bloated weasel carcass of James Dean's pus-filled bladder still doubles as something interesting in the 21st century, while it dances around a swing set with Lady Di's Merkin, each of them singing Bryan Adams songs. Harumph, harumph, and buttocks. The Bible gets us nowhere. Strutting around with a strap on, demanding to be Mother Nature's tampon, screaming out at the top of its psalms, someday, somehow, someone must suck the sexuality out of man, and woe man, and the trash can filled with the cream cheese fetuses. Buttocks, harumph, buttocks, harumph, 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 and buttocks. If you must fist your way through the finest carnivals the crucifix has to offer, then go ahead. Get yourself a law firm and keep the fuck away from me. But if you want to write poetry, go into your basement. If you have no basement, find a garage. If there is no garage, shove a feather in your eye. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Have some courage. Cast a tall shadow. Find yourself a bucket. Carry that bucket proudly. Find a sandbox where children shit, piss, jack off, and play. Fill that bucket with mud, glorious mud. Bring it back into your home. Place it on your kitchen table. Bring your family outside from inside the suitcase. Soothe their lips with beeswax. Dip a comb inside the bucket. If you have no comb, use your ribs. If your ribs are sore and the past is thick between them and your chest cavity feels like a broom closet filled with the unsettled dust of the last great commotion, it doesn't matter. Imagine your heart is the belly of a yak. Crawl inside that yak. And zah!
Why do I have a lot of risk? Because of harassment. Why is that harassment? Because the people that harass me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently. And they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me, because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people. And if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us.
We run because we exist. We breathe because it's flight or fight. There is no second place or first place or even seventh place. There's only a place. But where is that place? At globalplanet.org, it's not about saving a life, it's about saving time. And we believe there's a place for everyone and their excretions. It's about living and being full of chalk and garden gnomes. It isn't what you do or say, it's what you stand for and what song you can fart to.
You're not afraid of cantaloupe or cable knit sweaters because you know there's a smaller purpose. And why Noah built a radar screen for his prosthetic forehead and placed it over his real forehead right before the stupid flood. It's not about cryogenic lectures that cater to glaciology. It's not about big jugs or Pasternak lectern. It's about taking a pissy falcon from a delinquent school bus that's been caught in the bloody gears of a root beer float. It's about fucking donkeys for kicks and leather Tuscadero autographs. It's not about camel cock or man buns. It's about cracking your penis on the smart car. It's about shitting marsupials for your kids. It's about taking javelin training with your priest. It's about missiles, not mistletoe or camel toe. It's not about Hitler's cock either, but it is about his mustache wax. Most people don't know about Sammy Davis's giant chicken leg. It's not about that either. It's about friendship with Rutger Hauer's host family. It's about the Ziegfeld follicles and building a pants tent with ancient Egyptians.
Well, if that's the way you feel, we're sorry we wasted our time on your punk planet.